Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Andrew Hartman's A War for the Soul of America, A History of the Culture Wars, is a scholarly history of one of the most consequential conflicts in modern American public life. Rather than treating the culture wars as a vague label for endless polarization, Hartman traces their development as a distinct historical process shaped by the upheavals of the 1960s and intensified in the 1980s and 1990s. The book examines how disputes over race, gender, religion, education, abortion, and sexuality became central to political identity and public debate. Hartman is especially interested in why these conflicts emerged when they did, how they structured both conservative and liberal politics, and why they cannot be reduced to simple red state versus blue state narratives, written for readers of American history and political culture. The book combines interpretation with synthesis, showing how struggles over inclusion, equality, and social authority reshaped the nation's political imagination. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the culture wars as a historical era, not a permanent American condition. Hartman's core argument is that the culture wars should be understood as a particular historical moment rather than as an eternal feature of American politics. He situates their origins in the social transformations of the 1960s, when struggles over civil rights, feminism, the sexual revolution, and changing educational and religious authority began to unsettle older forms of consensus. This framing matters because it challenges the tendency to treat today's conflicts as timeless or natural. Instead, Hartman shows how these battles intensified under specific conditions and reached a recognizable peak in the late 20th century. By doing so, he gives the reader a way to see cultural polarization as historically produced, not inevitable. That approach also allows him to explain why the culture wars had a beginning, a climax, and, in his view, a partial decline or transformation in the 21st century. The result is a historical narrative that is more precise than common political commentary, because it identifies the culture wars as a defined era with changing boundaries and meanings. Secondly, race, gender, religion, education, and sexuality as interconnected battlegrounds. One of the book's major strengths is its refusal to isolate any single issue as the whole story. Hartman treats debates over race, gender, religion, education, abortion, and sexual orientation as interconnected fronts in a wider struggle over what kind of democracy the United States would become. This matters because the culture wars were not simply about one policy dispute at a time. They were about competing visions of authority, morality, and social order. For example, controversies over school curricula, reproductive rights, and religious expression all reflected broader anxieties about changing norms and expanding rights. Hartman shows that these fights often reinforced one another, creating a cumulative political force that reshaped public life. He also emphasizes that the drive toward a more inclusive society provoked backlash from those who felt that familiar hierarchies were being dismantled too quickly. By connecting these domains, the book explains why the culture wars were so durable and emotionally charged. They were not isolated arguments, but overlapping contests over identity, legitimacy, and belonging. Thirdly, why the old liberal versus conservative divide does not fully explain the conflict. Hartman challenges simplistic descriptions of the culture wars as a clean battle between conservatives and liberals or between religious and secular America. Instead, he shows that the lines were often blurrier than political slogans suggested. This is an important contribution because it complicates a familiar public narrative that divides Americans into two fixed camps. In Hartman's account, many participants held mixed positions, and even groups that appeared to be on opposite sides sometimes shared assumptions about progress, morality, or national identity. He also critiques the idea that the majority of Americans were merely moderate bystanders, unaffected by these conflicts. The book suggests that cultural disputes penetrated mainstream institutions and everyday political life more deeply than earlier critics acknowledged. This approach helps the reader understand why the culture wars cannot be reduced to partisan theater. They were sustained by real disagreements over social change, but also by shifting coalitions and rhetorical simplifications. Hartman's analysis therefore offers a more realistic map of American political conflict, one that explains why familiar labels often fail to capture the complexity of lived ideological struggle. Fourthly, Patrick Buchanan, Trump, and the public staging of culture war politics. The book places special emphasis on high-profile political moments that dramatized the culture wars for a mass audience. Patrick Buchanan's 1992 Republican National Convention speech serves as a symbolic high point, capturing the sense that American politics had become a fight for the soul of the nation. Hartman uses such moments not merely as headlines, but as evidence of how culture war rhetoric translated social anxiety into electoral language. In the second edition, he extends the story to Donald Trump, interpreting Trump's rise as a late-stage eruption of the same political style. Rather than treating Trump as proof that the culture wars never ended, Hartman presents him as the last major flare-up of that era's logic, even as new political dynamics begin to emerge. This gives the book a strong explanatory arc. It shows how culture war politics moved from the margins into the center of national discourse, then began to mutate under 21st century conditions. The analysis is valuable because it links symbolic speech, media attention, and electoral strategy to deeper historical change. Lastly, a critique of cultural politics that ignores economic inequality, Hartman does not simply narrate the rise of the culture wars. He also questions their limits as a framework for political change. One of his recurring concerns is that battles over identity, morality, and symbolic recognition often displaced attention from economic inequality. The book suggests that progressive victories in cultural terms did not automatically resolve deeper material injustices, especially those tied to class and capitalism. This is one reason the book remains relevant beyond its historical subject. It asks whether politics centered mainly on culture can deliver durable social justice. Hartman's view is not that race, gender, or sexuality are unimportant, but that a truly transformative movement must connect them to economic questions as well. That argument broadens the book from a history of conflict into a reflection on future political possibility. Readers come away with a sharper sense of both the achievements and the limits of late 20th century liberalism and conservatism. The book therefore stands as both an account of what happened and a warning about what gets left out when public debate becomes too narrowly cultural. In conclusion, A War for the Soul of America is best suited for readers who want a serious, historically grounded account of how the culture wars shaped modern U.S. politics. It will be especially useful for students, teachers, historians, political readers, and anyone trying to understand why disputes over race, gender, religion, education, abortion, and sexuality became so central to national life. The book offers more than a timeline of controversies. It explains how those conflicts were produced by social change, how they interacted, and why they became such a powerful political language. Its main value lies in its balance. Hartman is critical without being polemical, and synthetic without flattening complexity. Compared with shorter journalistic accounts of polarization, this book has greater historical depth and a clearer sense of causation. Compared with purely ideological interpretations, it is more attentive to ambiguity, shifting alliances, and the limits of easy binaries. Readers looking for a reliable guide to the late 20th century will find a carefully argued narrative that clarifies both the rise and the partial transformation of culture war politics. It stands out because it treats the culture wars as history, not just as a continuing headline. If you would like to support Andrew Hartman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.